Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Sod Show. It's Brian Green and Peter Donegan on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Hi, Peter.
Brian, how are you? Fantastic. What's the crack? Tell me something new.
I can tell you something. It's not quite new to you, but it'll be new to the listeners, is that I'm going to Kew Gardens next week.
Yeah.
Is this like a non-football supporter going to the home of Arsenal, which isn't Highbury anymore? They're somewhere else, aren't they?
Do you know what this is like? This is like when I was in school and I was like, 14 or something, and I can't remember the name of the artist, but they used to sing that song, The Mac Daddy Will Make You Jump, and they used to wear their flipping clothes back together, and it was like baseball jerseys and their jeans were down around their knees.
Crisscross.
Yeah, like Crisscross, that's exactly the one. And and them ending up seeing Jimmy Page and Robert Plant from Led Zepp before I actually do. That's what that's the equivalent of, if that makes any sense.
Say it again.
In non-gardening terms.
You saw Chris Cross before you saw Robert Plant?
No, I'm saying it's like a Chris Cross fan seeing Led Zeppelin play before I get to see them play.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you're going to Kew. Now, hold on. Clarify this one for those listening at home, because I know Kew. I know it very well. I know it because, isn't it, the From Roots to Riches podcast was recorded there by the BBC, a genius podcast for those a little bit into more in-depth horticulture. But Q on Twitter were able to tell me that they have a romantic weekend on this weekend, Mr. Green.
Yeah, I'm not going the weekend, though. You see,
there goes my joke.
Okay. Well... it was a mistaken booking. I thought it was something to do with James Bond. Q.
Oh. Ba-dum.
That's another joke. That's a joke that's just bombed, hasn't it?
That's two jokes on the trot. We shouldn't be involved in comedy whatsoever.
No, leave it to the professionals, Peter. It is a bit weird that I'm going to Q, because you know me, the listeners know me, and they know I know nothing about plants, flowers. It's an orchid special that they have on at the moment.
Hold on, I got a cup of tea. Thanks, Deli. Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
They've got an orchid.
Sorry, we're live recording, and I'm in the middle of a garden, and I just got offered a cup of tea. They know I'm recording. They know we're doing the show, so I get it. Yeah, just while I'm doing the show, then I have to go back to work. So sorry, couldn't continue with the Cuba.
You don't turn down a cup of tea, but they have a orchid exhibition on at the moment. Is it an exhibition of plants? What do you call? It's like the
An exhibition will do, Brian.
An exhibition, but their exhibition sounds like the thing isn't alive and plants live. That's why the Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and lots of flowers will be given, but they're dead. They're cut. Why don't give a plant that lives? And it might be in a pot, but it can go into a garden, give something that lives. But I'm going to an exhibition of orchids, and they are extremely rare things that they cultivate and grow and pollinate and cross-pollinate and breed in Kew, and they've got that on. I'm going to see that probably next Thursday, and in a week or two's time it'll be right here on the Sod Show. I'll take microphone.
Very good, very good, Brian. I'm impressed. Have you become the converted? Because for those who have never seen your garden, would you care to describe it?
Okay, it's the epitome of biodiversity, but at the centre of it, there's this lovely piece. It's like one of your gardens from bloom a number of years ago. It's got this big armchair for the armchair gardener, and I can sit in that, and I can pretend I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's very good. No, on a serious note, this isn't taking the mick out of you, but just tell people what your garden is, your front garden. Just go with your front garden.
Well, front garden is, it's not my doing, so I can say that if I took any praise for that, it would be you know, mistaken. It's my wife would look after that, but it's just it's a standard lawn, and it's in, you know, it's got the odd weed, and it's got the, you know, the wheelie bins are in it, and it's got a, you know, it's a very mature hedge, but it's well looked after and well pruned, and it's just a standard, you know, it's nothing special really, is it?
You have a Grisolinia littoralis hedge, or a green hedge to the front, and a lawn.
Yeah,
that's it.
And the right. hedge, actually, it's the garden would be west facing, and it means that the very tall hedge gives a lot of shade to, you know, it's a nice place to park the bins.
The hedge is 6 foot tall, Brian, and I cut your hedge once a year when I get the phone call, and good lady Mrs. Green, my apologies, cuts grass.
Yes, it's well looked after, but it's
okay. But my point is, I'm just like, when you told me you were going to see an orchid exhibition, I cacked myself. I genuinely found it really hard to believe. I've been to music festivals with you. A gardening exhibition is not something I ever expected to hear, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, no, it's kind of because I'm going to be in London and it's on and it's a bit of an attraction, so I'm going to go to it for that reason.
Brilliant. I'm over the moon. I hope you have a ball. I hope you enjoy, because I tell you something, there is nothing more attractive than a stunning looking orchid, my man. Nothing more attractive.
Can you set me some tasks? What should I find out?
Unintentionally, we gave a little bit of context to your, how would you say, your botanical knowledge of the plant kingdom. Let's put it in some kind of big worded terms, or not so big worded terms for a minute. If I'm honest with you, Brian, best advice I can give you about Kew, it's the same as any garden. Throw away the map, go and get lost. Because usually you find bits and bobs that people never tend to see. And Kew, I know it so well, and I've listened to it so many times, and I've heard people walk through it and talk through it. And again, the Roots to Riches podcast, so many times, and you can picture it like people saying Bun Clody or Bundoran or somewhere like that. You're kind of going, oh, you remember the caravan we had there on the beach, kind of thing. My advice, just go walk through the gates and you come back and tell me what you experienced, because I guarantee it'll be a bazillion times different to what I experienced, and I'll look forward to hearing that report.
And if you can set me up any interviews in the meantime, do that, because it's not that I'll be shy, but if I can get the right people quicker, it'll be a better hit, you know.
Well, our very good friend James Wong, former guest of the Sod Show, James studied there, so he's really the man to ask.
Okay,
might be a bit busy, but you know, that's understandable. He's a good looking chap. He's got a wine gum coloured polo shirt, and he's very intelligent, you know.
Yeah,
I
drop him a tweet and see if he can put me in the right direction to talk to somebody. Also coming in, there's lots of things happening on Twitter, on our Twitter, and people have been in touch with the Sod Show. So we were contacted by Patrick Fox, and it's radio, so we've got a picture here. It's a bit like my garden a few years ago, but he is... the tweet says, looking a bit better, need a skip or a stick of dynamite. This is at 2pfox8 on Twitter. What's the background to this, Peter?
Hold on, is that a 2 as in a number 2 or T-W-O?
Yeah, okay, it's the at digit 2 pfox digit 8.
Is that fox, F-O-X-E or F-O-X?
F-O-X as in the animal.
Okay, so 2pfox sent us a note on Sod Show last week, and it was... Oh God! Like your child was given a green crayon and a brown crayon, and she just scribbled and went, "Look, there's your garden design," and that was it. In short, it was an overgrowth of something, some format. We'll try and put the photographs up on Facebook or Twitter. Sorry, up on the blog or whatever. Yeah, one of them things. And for those listening in the future to see, but that was it. And he said, "What do you think?" And I suggested that maybe it was archaeology, exploration. What was the interview we had? Was it explorative archaeology? I suggested maybe a better word to use rather than gardening. And so he's come back, smarty pants that he is, lovely guy, with photograph number 2, phase 2 of it, which is the clear out, and he's now looking for his skip. So fair play, God bless his hands. I'm sure they're well blistered at this stage.
Well, Patrick Fox, I want to know what is buried underneath that green sack at the front of the photograph behind the iron gate. Is there something buried? Is that a frame of an old greenhouse?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you. You're not on the internet, no.
Or have we got Patrick in studio?
No, I'm asking you. You're not on the internet looking at what I'm looking at.
Brian, I'm in a garden in Monkstown at this moment in time. Monkstown, south side of Dublin, where the traffic flows slowly all the way through until just after the Nace Road, somewhere along those lines. But nonetheless, I can't see in my head. I saw the photograph late last night when it came in, but I've no idea what Patrick has hidden underneath that sack.
We also have a tweet from Kerry Gordon saying nice things about the Sod Show and telling people to check us out and listen to us. Who's Kerry Gordon?
Kerry is a very good friend of the show. Kerry would have been involved with the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland, and I think I'm open to correction on this. Kerry, you might let us know. I think Kerry's moved on to pastures new a little at this stage of the game. An all-time favourite, lovely lady of mine, and thanks, Kerry, for sending out the good word. And I guess there's a Blues Brothers kind of a half message in there, but yeah, thanks for that. It's always nice to hear. It's a funny one, isn't it? The amount of places I go to, and you wouldn't hear it on Twitter or Facebook or email or anything, and you go to such and such, and all of a sudden it's, oh, you're Peter from the Sod Show. I know you've had that at conference as well. Oh, you do the thing, the garden podcast thing, and you're kind of, yeah, tune in. Yeah, it's really odd. I don't know.
It is, absolutely. Is it a dash or is it a hyphen? We're sponsored by Viva Green, -greensacks.com, and they are compostable bags for home and garden. Any news from the Green Sacks, lads?
Me?
Have you heard anything from them last week?
No, but I'm on the verge of hearing something from them because... as you might be well aware, my Temple Street half marathon is on the horizon again. So if people want to chuck in a few bob, or if companies, I'll explain this very, very eloquently. If companies want to be interviewed on the Sod Show, they can make a donation in exchange for being lovely people. And that's not an official payment thing. And it's not, you don't have to bribe me. You can just be lovely. And you can give us a T-shirt as well, because that's the way it is. I will put a link up on the show, but for those who know the Sod Show, you know that I do the half marathon with the microphone, and we've had three very different guests on the show from Inishmore, the island, the Father Ted famed island for those outside of Ireland. Sorry, there's a car just passing by. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, live radio. And there you go. So that's the story. But that's them, and the lads always gave myself and Anthony McGuinness and Nick McGivney, etc., Green Sacks t-shirts and fleeces, hoodies, my apologies. And last year's ones said faster than Bolt, as in Usain.
Gotcha. Let's go for a piece of music. We've lots more to talk about, and what I'm going to play for you now is something that's released next month, and it's from Inni K, Inni hyphen K, or is that dash K, and a song from Inni K called Come With Me.
Come with me over the mountain. Come on and put your boots on.
Wonderful stuff. Absolutely wonderful. What do you think of that, Peter?
I have no idea, Brian. I'm out in the garden, and I genuinely could not hear any playing while I was waiting.
Well, I would say listen on the podcast, but the music is removed from the podcast, so you won't be doing that. Hello to the people who are not listening on FM in Dublin. Hello, world, on podcast. We're here on podcast every Friday from tea time. Is it tea time still, or is it earlier?
It depends on what country you're in, Brian. If you're in Australia, you're probably having your breakfast.
No, our tea time, though, Friday. Yeah.
Oh. Tea time was always Friday when I grew up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, always. but our podcast comes out at tea time.
Yeah, tea time Friday. Two smallest ones in against the wall. They were the only ones that could fit into the chair. I was one of the smallest until the other two came along.
Okay, so somebody yeah. knows what he's talking about. The Patrick yeah. Fox photograph reminds me of Fionnuala Fallon. She was talking about at the very start of January, don't be afraid to dig deep into your garden this year. And on her lovely photograph, on she writes for the Irish Times, is it's kind of that biodiversity look, that kind of, you know, those hand grenades of seeds that you can buy in the science gallery and you can throw them into places and they go all purple and green and yellow and wild. Is that the look for the new year in the garden, or what's like, what are we getting at here? You're being encouraged to dig up, like excavate the ground. What's going on?
I think the gist I took from Fionnuala's article, and she's also a former guest of the show, a very nice interview. She just came out with her book,
look,
I think it was last year, year before.
You can't say people are former guests of the show. We've had everybody on in the last 4 years.
Everybody who's good looking and intelligent, we've had them on. No, Fionnuala's article was pretty much, look, go outside for the new year, make the new year's resolution, go out, get the garden done. And that's what I took from it anyway. Some garden writers, Jane Powers, would have recommended certain plants maybe to add to your garden, which is also good. But Fionnuala's one I kind of liked, where I kind of said, listen, and we touched on it last week, you know, go outside, just get the whole thing revamped, go for broke. Exactly what our good buddy Patrick is doing, albeit he's doing it slightly differently.
Okay, let's say I've got a bit of a windfall. I've found that I've got some savings bonds or something, and I'm going to cash them in and I'm going to spend them on my garden. So this is versus the I didn't have a windfall and I'm not going to spend anything, but I still want to do something. So I'm going to spend something. What should I do? How should I go about it?
Oh, wow. Oh, God. I think if I'm honest with you, Brian, first things first, whether you're doing it up yourself or you're getting somebody else to do it, the truth of it is it's kind of like getting married. It's nothing to do with the budget. It's kind of how you want the day to go, or in garden terms, it's how you want it to make you feel when you're finished. And that kind of gives you, so long as you run with the feeling, you tend never to go too far wrong. It also is the common denominator for everything you put in. So one, you might say, contrasting Machiavellian art with graffiti, they both look good, but together they kind of look out of place. Get the feeling, get how you want it to feel, be it a family garden, be it an 18th century style garden, be it a show garden, whatever the case may be, get a feeling, decide on what you want it to be, how you want it to make you feel, note that down on paper. If you can't do that, then you note things that make you smile, so be it music types or genres or clothes or Pinterest. Some people give me Pinterest boards, funnily enough, I get sent links to them, and this is the kind of style that we're thinking. It's a bit unusual, but I think that's the first part. And the second part is decide on a budget. And budget sometimes is important, other times it isn't. If you're looking for a Ferrari and you're looking for $2,000, you're probably talking in the wrong genre, era and decade as well. But I think if you can decide on a feeling and you can decide on a budget, then you've got the two main points required for building any great garden, be it that you do it yourself or you get somebody else to do it. Doesn't really matter, but they're the two main headlines I'd be looking for.
Okay, going back to an interview that Eugene Higgins you had with him, he was saying that there's kind of different types of landscape gardeners, and there's people who do maintenance of gardens and there's people who do landscaping, and they're not quite the same. So if you're you know, I'm going to just digress for a second. Where I work at the moment, if you follow me on Twitter at Brian Green, you can see me tweeting out some photographs from work where I am actually living in what looks like a building site. They are building a therapeutic garden in the grounds of an old hospital that was founded in 1745. Yes, 270 years ago by Jonathan Swift. And they're building a therapeutic garden right outside my window. And they are digging and pouring and measuring and doing raised beds. And they've a lovely showroom room there as well. And to me, I'm looking at builders building. I'm not looking at landscape gardeners. I can think of landscape gardeners and they've got pencils behind their ears and they're kind of like architects of the lands of land. And I'm looking at builders with wheelbarrows and concrete mixers and hardcore and that kind of stuff. So I'll come back to what we were talking about. you've got to choose who you work with. How do you know what they're about? Do you have to look to their website? Do you have to look? Do you have to kind of say, show me some stuff you've done before?
Oh, wow. I think for a lot of people, well, I can't comment on anybody else, or I wouldn't know how to comment on a whole lot of anything else you might say. But I know on my own part, it's possibly by work that you've done that you've seen. In Irish terms, it would be, you know, the recommendation was always the best golden pages, so to speak. Internet and society has changed slightly, and for the better in a lot of ways. But I think a lot of, I guess the way I'm found, or the way people find me, is that they've actually been following the blog for a long time, or they've gone on to, you know, the Google or whatever you do, found one gardener, stumbled across me, and then kind of went, well, I kind of like this guy. You follow it over a period of time, and again, this is, you kind of get to know the person. That maybe sounds a bit silly, but you kind of do. You see the end result, you know what it is at the start. And in any relationship, I don't care if it's for one day, or it's in a restaurant, or it's in a wedding venue, or back to that old cliche again, or it's getting your garden done, or even bringing in somebody to paint your living room, you got to have an element of trust in there somewhere, that when you exchange, let's be honest with it, about a leprechaun type coloured money for services and products combined, it comes down to an element of trust, Brian. You just got to make that little bit of a jump. If that sounds a little bit silly, I don't know. If you've never had your garden before, this is what I'm told anyway.
I'm thinking, I won't mention any brands that are in the Irish space, so I'll call them the Yellow Pages. Would that be, going to the Yellow Pages, be like picking a horse with a pin or a needle on the list of horses in the Aintree Grand National?
That may be where you might say. I don't know. I know for plumbers and electricians, or if you didn't know a plumber or electrician, that's what you did. You went to the Yellow Pages, you found somebody who kind of lived near swords kind of thing, and their number started with 841 or 839 Dublin in your case, and you kind of went, well, maybe I'll pick him. That's the way I found it anyway. For me, it was always phone somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. But when it comes to garden design, don't get me wrong, if you wanted a patio over there in your garden, then you get somebody who can build a patio, and that's fine. If you want all of the elements, the feeling, the how you're going to feel, the children's garden, the family garden, the entertaining garden, it would be the hotel garden, a wedding garden, that's the bit where you probably got to pay a little bit more attention. You want somebody to, maybe again, it's the wedding planner is probably the best example that I can give you. That's probably the best example. You put your trust in somebody and you tell them how you want to feel on that big day. You give them money, and on the day, if it doesn't go right, they're pretty much a dead man walking. But at the same token, you can't turn back the clock. In gardens, you can to an extent, but essentially, it has to work out, Brian. It has to work out. And invariably, if you listen enough, and usually for me, some people might say I actually do listen a lot, you generally tend to get it right. But no, garden images, I kind of like that, I like that, I like that, I like that. Like deciding to buy the new Codeline album. You know what they've done already. You heard two of their tracks on the radio. You'll tend to go buy it.
Okay, I was going to do the piece about DIY, not spending on any budget at all, but I'm going to park it for another week because we've run out of time. We do just have enough time to do the credits to the end of the show, so if you want to start off with some ways that they can contact us, they being the listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, tuning in. We kind of had a babbling kind of a day today, but it was a good one. I tend to enjoy it anyway. At Sod Show on Twitter is the main one, obviously. The Sod Show on Facebook. If you're stuck, just Google The Sod Show, Sod Show all one word, and tell us we're brilliant or tell us we're not at all, and there you go. How's about that?
That's grand. I'd like to say thanks to Katrina Redmond, who does our blogs. Hi, Katrina.
And hi, Katrina.
Yeah, I know you're what?
You want cake.
And happy St. Valentine's Day to Katrina. I hope
Green
that
sacks.
I hope you get everything that you want. Green Sacks, Viva Green,
greensacks.com
is the sponsor of the Sod Show. They are compostable bags for home and garden. You can check them out on the internet. You can put them into your trolley in the supermarket, and you can tell them we sent you. Okay, that's about it. for another week on the Sod Show. Kew Gardens, that's where I am this week, next week, and we'll hear on the Sod Show in a couple of weeks' time how I got on. Wish me luck, Peter.
Good luck, Brian. Good luck to the orchids as well. Don't forget to smell them.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend, man. Slán.
Bye.